We are days away from July 1st, and many people are going to let it roll past like any other day. But in my world, every single year, I have made it one of the most important days of the year. Mid-year for me is a time where I stop, check in, and make some real decisions about where I am going. And because of it, I have always looked back in December and realized I didn't lose direction. I didn't lose momentum across the second half of the year, and I certainly didn't accidentally act on autopilot. And every year that has changed so much for me. So in this episode, I am going to walk you through the 7 questions I use in my own business every single mid-year to do exactly that. But not only that, I have quite literally built you a tool that does this audit with you and spits out a personalized plan on the other side. Let's dive in. As a female online business owner with dreams of more income, more impact, and more freedom, you know there's more potential in your business waiting to be unlocked. But figuring out how to shape and transform your biz and get seen, loved, selling, and scaling can feel like, well, a mystery. So how do you cut through the noise, create offers that deeply resonate, sell and scale without you always being on, all while creating a life you love? That is exactly what this show is about. Welcome to Seen, Loved, Selling, Scale. I'm Corinda, your small biz marketing sidekick, digital offer strategist, and online biz bestie. With tens of thousands of digital offers sold, tens of thousands of people helped, and millions of dollars in revenue generated in my own business as a small business owner. And through this podcast, I am here to share it all. You'll gain clear, actionable insights, strategies, and shortcuts to master your online marketing, build scalable online offers, and create a business model that works for you as much as it works for your people, so you can grow your income, amplify your impact, and free up more of your time. Let's get started. All right. I am so glad you are here because we need to talk about something I do in my business that has, without fail, every single time I do it, changed the direction of the next 6 months. I have done it with one-to-one clients. I have done it inside masterminds. I do it with my students at the Scalable Business School. And it never, genuinely not once, fails to bring clarity, direction, and some serious excitement back into a business that maybe started to feel a little heavy, a little scattered, or a little like you are just going through the motions. And I want to share it with you today because we are sitting right on the edge of something really powerful, the halfway point of the year. Now, here is the thing. We talk about January 1st, like it is a magic portal. Like the second that date flips, we are a different, more focused, more fired up version of ourselves. And some of us absolutely were back in January. Some of us came out of the gates absolutely running. But what nobody really talks about is this. July 1st can have that exact same energy if you decide it does. That same clean slate feeling. That same, okay, I know what I am doing and why feeling. That momentum that felt so good at the start of the year. You can engineer that again right now. It is not something that only belongs to January 1st. It is something that belongs to any moment you choose to stop, check in, and make some intentional decisions about where you are going. And that is exactly what this episode is. Now, before we get into the 7 questions, I want to say something. I have quite literally built you a tool to go alongside this episode. So instead of listening to this on a walk, taking a few notes in your phone, and then doing absolutely nothing with them, which look, we have all done it. You can actually do this audit interactively. You type in or voice note your answers, and the tool generates a personalized audit and plan for your second half on the other side. The link is in the show notes. Or DM me the word mid-year on Instagram, and this tool will work through this with you after you've listened to this episode filled with my deep insights too. And let's talk deeper about exactly what this is as well to set the scene. It is not a financial audit. It is not color-coded spreadsheets. It is not ticking performance boxes. It is alignment. Honesty, your true version of success, and what is stopping that? I truly believe the best businesses are not the busiest ones, not the most polished, not the most consistent, not the ones doing all the things they think they should be doing. The best businesses are the ones that feel genuinely good to run. And I know what that feels like. I wake up every single day and I cannot wait to do the work. Business feels good because I have built the habit of checking in and actually making changes when it doesn't. I want that for you too. everything I do in this check-in, and honestly, everything I teach across my offers and this whole podcast sits inside a three-part framework. Offers, marketing, and you. Three overlapping circles all needing to work. The most amazing offers mean nothing if you cannot show up as your best self to run them. The best version of you means nothing if your marketing cannot get you seen, loved, and selling. And the most dialed in marketing in the world means nothing if the offers underneath it are not actually serving people or serving you. Offers, marketing, you. Keep that in mind as we go through these seven questions, because every single one lives inside one of those three areas. So let's get started. I am going to walk you through every single one of these questions. I'm going to give you insights into how I think about them, and then it's over to you to run this for your amazing self. So let's kick off, starting with question one. What boundaries do I need to look after myself and preserve my love for this work long term? And boy, is this a damn good one to start with every single time, because boundaries are not just a HR concept or a coaching buzzword. They are so damn important. And one of the reasons I watch people grow to hate their business without them. Because when they slip, which they do gradually, usually without you noticing until the resentment is already there, so does your love for the work. It can start with small things, a client who messages at all hours, a calendar that is filled up so slowly you didn't notice it getting heavy, saying yes to something that felt fine in the moment but is quietly draining you now. And over time, that stuff builds and builds, and it creates this feeling, this low hum of, I am doing all of this and I do not love it anymore. And you sure as heck didn't come into business for that. You came into business because you wanted something that felt good to be inside, something you were proud of, something you wanted to pull close, not push away. And here is something I say with a lot of love. When those feelings are showing up so often, it is actually on us, not always, but often, because the boundaries were never set clearly, not with clients, not with ourselves. I have had clients in past businesses. This is my third small business, and I have had all kinds, where someone was messaging me at 6 o'clock on a Friday and then at 8 o'clock Monday saying, I hadn't heard back from you. And like, of course, they thought that was okay because I never told them it wasn't. I never said, here is when I respond, here is my turnaround, here is what working with me actually looks like. I just quietly resented the message, and that resentment went somewhere. And the wild thing is, clear boundaries actually feel better for the person on the other side too. That person who emailed on a Friday night might have genuinely not known I don't work weekends. They might have been sitting there thinking I was ghosting them, which also doesn't feel good. Clarity is kind for both people. So look at your business right now, honestly, and ask yourself where the boundaries have slipped with clients, with your audience, with yourself and your own patterns. Because I do not want you going into question two about your offers thinking you need to blow something up, when actually what you need to tighten is the fence around it. That is the whole point of asking this first. Because without beautiful, kind boundaries, even the best structured business can feel bad. But when we do have that, we do want to start to look at that structure too. So in comes question two, are the offers I am building in line with the way I want to live my life? Every offer you put in your business is a vote for how you want your life to look. Let me say that again, because I want it to actually land. Every offer you put in your business is a vote for how you want your life to look, the rhythm of your days, the tone of your week, whether you have space to breathe or whether you are always on, whether you feel free or whether you feel like you are trapped inside something you built with your own hands, which, by the way, is one of the most frustrating feelings in the world, because you did build it, which means you can also change it. And yet we stay, because changing feels harder than tolerating so often, or we let our inner voices win that we shouldn't change things because it is familiar and feels safe, even when it is not right and potentially very unsafe, as it's not sustainable. Someone once said we would rather stay in a familiar hell than an unfamiliar heaven. And I am not saying your business is hell, but that tendency to stick with what we know, even when we know it is not working, that is real. I have felt it. I have watched so many women feel it. If you are craving more freedom, but you are locked on daily calls, you have built a business that isn't your version of success. And you need to make a change. If you wanted more income, but you are in a capped income model, you're forever going to feel resentful. If you wanted more automation, but the entire model relies on you for every part because you made yourself the product instead of your knowledge, this isn't your true version of success, and you need to be true about that. So I want you to genuinely ask yourself, do I love how I deliver these offers? Would I still love running them this way in 12 months if nothing changed? And if the answer is no, or even a flat, deflated, I don't know, that is your answer. And I want to be really clear here because this is the part where people spiral. This is not about burning your business down. It is not about panicking and pivoting everything next week. It is about saying, I see this. I am not going to pretend it is fine anymore. And I am going to start quietly chipping away at building something that actually fits the life I want. Some of the biggest business transformations I have ever seen inside the Scalable Business School, inside masterminds, in my own business, started with exactly this moment. Someone sitting down, being honest and going, this is not what I want. And then making one small decision to start changing it. What would your offers look like if they were easier, more joyful, more you? Start there. And then no matter how much you love your offers, this is then the next one that matters for your long-term success. And honestly, one I always personally struggled with a lot in the past too. And that is question three. How can I balance client work with my business development? This one is sneaky because client work is important. And when you have offers you love doing it. It also is what pays you. It serves people. It absolutely counts. But here is the trap. You can be completely buried in delivery, doing great work. Your clients are happy. The feedback is beautiful. And your entire business is standing completely still. Your marketing has gone quiet. Your funnels have not been touched. That next offer is still sitting in a notes app somewhere half formed. You are busy working in the business, but you are not growing it. Or in this AI era where you need to be innovating, letting it become less and less relevant. Now, the way I broke this cycle in my own business was building a low ticket offer. And I know if you have been around here for a while, you have heard me talk about this before. But I want to say it again in this context because it is genuinely one of the most powerful answers to this specific problem. Because a low ticket offer, once it is out there and running, does not just make income while you sleep. It does your lead generation. It does your nurturing. It brings people into your world without you having to be constantly on, constantly posting, constantly selling, which means you get time back, real time. And with that time back, you can actually work on the business, not just in it. And then when you layer AI on top of that, when the repeatable parts of your marketing, your content, your admin are being handled by tools you have set up to work as you, the time you get back compounds even further. So ask yourself honestly, what is the bottleneck right now between where you are and having the space to actually develop what is next? Is it that you need a low ticket offer doing some of the heavy lifting for you? Is it that you need to hand some of the repetitive work to AI so your hours go further? Is it that you need to look at your model and ask whether it is actually set up to give you development time at all? Because you deserve to be building and innovating and making sure your business is thriving, not just delivering so only others thrive. And so then on to the next question, which will also help you thrive even more. Question four, what can I focus on to do less but better? This is a question I think every single business owner should be asking themselves constantly. And in 2026, with everything we have available to us right now, it has never been more relevant or more possible to actually act on. Because here is what I see all the time. And I say this with so much love because I have absolutely been here. Too many people are doing too much at a substandard level. Not because they are not talented, not because they do not care, but because they are on a hamster wheel, a content hamster wheel, a launch hamster wheel, a constantly adding new things hamster wheel. And they have completely lost the thread of what is actually working and what is just activity that feels like progress. Busy is not productive. Consistent is not strategic. More is not better. Where in your business right now could you do less and do it significantly better? For a lot of people, the answer lives in their marketing. They are posting every day or every week, but none of it is backed by deep, ideal client understanding. It is not connecting, not compelling, not converting. And the answer is not to post more. The answer is to stop, go back to the foundations and make what you do put out actually land. Same energy, way better result. But it might also be your offers. Maybe the move in this second half is not launching something new. Maybe it is optimizing what you already have, tightening the messaging, looking at where people are dropping off in your funnel and fixing that one thing. A 10% improvement on something already working will almost always outperform a brand new offer built from scratch. And then there is the AI piece, and I want to add this in here because it is something I genuinely could not have said last year with the same confidence. One of the most powerful shifts I have made in my own business is asking for any repeatable task, where could AI be doing the heavy lifting here so I can put my human energy into the parts only I can do? Because that is what good AI use actually looks like, not replacing you, not watering you down, taking the 80%, the repeatable, the time-consuming, the draining but necessary middle work, and handling that so you can bring your full self to the first 10 and the last 10, the creative, the connection, the things that are actually your moat. So ask yourself, what am I doing right now that is taking a lot of time but not producing a lot of result? What could be streamlined, automated, or handed to a tool I set up once and use forever? Less, but better. That is the whole game. And while you're looking at your business in this level of detail, I also want you to ask this question as you think about it. Question 5, what do I not like about my business and what am I going to do to change it? And I want you to look deep thing by thing, but I also want you to do this. If I had to ask you this question right now in person, shout out the very first thing that comes to your head fast. First thing that comes up, do not sugarcoat it. Do not talk yourself out of it. Do not immediately follow it with, but it's making money so. Or, but I've committed to it so. What do you not like? What drains you? What are you tolerating? What are you doing every single week that you cannot picture still doing in 12 months without it making you quietly miserable? Write it down because we spend so much time in business focused on what we should be adding, what we need to fix, what we have not done yet, and almost no time at all saying out loud, I do not like this. I am not going to keep doing it. For me, for example, at one point in my business, it was Instagram Reels. And the wild thing is, I work in content marketing as one of my main areas of support. Like externally, there was this whole perception that, of course, Corinda does Reels. She teaches this stuff. But I looked at how they were making me feel every time I thought about filming one. That resistance, that low-level dread, the resentment starting to leak into my whole relationship with the platform. And I made the call to step back from them. And my business did not fall over. If anything, it got stronger because I stopped bleeding energy into something that was working against me and put it back into the things that were actually working for me. Even though, yes, some people have said, but you have to do them. I said to myself, I am not going to do them as I am hating showing up online because of it. And I refuse to break my version of success for some made-up rule when there are so many other pathways to get seen, loved, and selling. And I worked in the background to find out why I was hating them and fixed that and plugged that marketing need with other stuff in the meantime. You are the CEO. You are in control here. And yes, bills to pay, commitments to honor, I get all of that. This is not about burning it all down next week. It is about saying, I see this thing I do not like. I am going to make a plan. I am going to chip away at it. Because again, that is actually how businesses transform, not in one dramatic overnight pivot, chip by chip, decision by decision, until one day you look back and think, how is this even the same business? And you mean that in the very best way, because we should love our businesses, which is where the next question comes in too. Question 6, what do I love about my business and how can I do more of it? This is the one that gets skipped most often in any kind of business audit. Because we are so trained to look for the problems, the gaps, the things that need fixing that we completely forget to look for the things worth amplifying. But this one matters so much because if you know what lights you up and you add in more of that, that is a whole up level in itself. So the question for you is, what makes you think, I cannot believe this is actually my job? It might be the live sessions with your community. It might be the deep creative work, the writing, the strategy, the content that just pours out of you. It might be getting on a call with a student and watching something click for them in real time. It might be recording this podcast, which for me genuinely is one of the great joys. Whatever it is, do not just notice it, plan for more of it, protect it, make it a non-negotiable part of your second half. Because here is the thing, when you do less but better, when you tighten your boundaries, optimize your offers, hand the repeatable work to AI tools and systems, what you are actually creating is space. And what you fill that space with matters way more than most people realize. Fill it with the things that make you love this. That is how you build something genuinely sustainable, not because you are disciplined enough to push through the hard parts forever, but because enough of it actually feels good, because the work that only you can do, the human, connected, creative, specific to you work, is the work you are choosing to protect and prioritize. More of what lights you up, less of what doesn't. That is it. That is the whole instruction. And then lucky last, let's bring this baby home, because we now know how to build a business that feels damn good, that is aligned with your version of success, that is refusing to keep creating offers you hate. You will do the work your way, less but better, and do more of what you love. So now that you have that structure for the second half of the year, let's ask this one question to have your one final clarity piece. Question 7, where are my income opportunities and how am I planning to harness them? And this one is about the money, because we are in business and income matters. This is not a hobby. This is your livelihood and your freedom and the thing that funds the life you are actually trying to build. So let's be really honest about it. Where are your income opportunities in the second half of this year? Here is where I always look first. Can you increase conversions on something that already exists? Better sales page, tighter messaging, more traffic to something already proven to convert. A small improvement on something already working is almost always a faster win than building something completely new from scratch. Always. I have seen this play out so many times. Do you have a value ladder, a clear pathway for people to move through your world from the first thing they buy from you to the next and the next? Because if your offers exist in silos, if there is no clear natural next step for your people, you are leaving so much on the table, not in a pushy way, in a genuinely, I want to keep serving you way. They want more from you. Give them a clear path to it. Are there low-lift income opportunities sitting right there that you have not activated? An upsell, a passive offer you built and then forgot to keep promoting? A bundle, a flash sale campaign on something that already exists as a way to generate more income without even creating or launching anything? Because a fast cash campaign is a smart spotlight on something you already have. And this is the piece I am adding to this audit that was not here last year. Where could AI be opening up new income for you or accelerating what you already have? Because this is genuinely exciting. The ability to build tools, apps, AI-powered resources for your people, things that can become offers in their own right, or massive value adds inside your existing offers, has never been more accessible than it is right now. You do not need to be technical. You do not need a developer. You need clarity on what your people need and the willingness to build it. And I have seen what that unlocks in my own business and in the businesses of my students. And it is a whole new income conversation. So look at your value ladder. Look at your funnels. Look at your AI opportunities. Ask yourself, where is the money that is already close that I just need to lean into in this second half, and then make a plan to go and get it? So there you have it. Let's land this. And then I want you to go and truly action this audit for real. I know as you've listened to this, you've thought about these questions and had things come up, but go and do this for real now. Go to the show notes and get the audit tool that will actually take you through this step by step and make you a plan. Or you can head over to Instagram and DM me the word mid-year, all one word, no breaks, and my robot will send it to you. Because again, I cannot stress how important, how powerful, how momentum creating these 7 steps are. How when we step back and look over our offers, our marketing, and us as the engine to our business, and just regroup, get that clarity, get that momentum, and make sure we are heading in the right direction, so much can change. I know the next 6 months can be absolutely incredible for you. I am absolutely planning to make this 6 months incredible for me as well. And it all starts with this work. I cannot wait to see exactly how this helps you. And if you would like, DM me after you've taken the audit and let me know how it goes. Let me know your biggest breakthroughs and plans. Put this out into the universe to make this real for you. And then here is to the next 6 months and getting you seen, loved, selling, and scaling to reach your version of success. Thanks for joining me this episode. As always, I cannot wait to see you in the next episode, same time, same place, and same powerful mission. See you then. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Seen, Love, Selling, Scale podcast. I hope today's episode left you feeling inspired, fired up, and empowered to make serious moves that align with your goals and version of success, both in life and business. If you loved what you heard, head over to www.thisisco.com.au to find all the links and resources mentioned in today's episode. And if you aren't already following the show, make sure you hit that follow button so you never miss a future episode when it drops. I'll see you again next week, same time, same place, same goal to get you seen, loved, selling, and scaling. See you then.